This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. This November marks the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. That fall signaled the end of the Cold War and the start of the unification of both the city of Berlin and the German nation. Ross Reynolds was in Berlin recently. He wanted to get a sense of how the city had changed in the quarter century since the wall came down.
So I arranged an interview with journalist and author Peter Schneider. His most recent book is called Berlin Now. I asked him if he could take me to a place that really showed how the city has changed. He took me to Potsdamer Platz, Potsdamer Square.
Was the most populated, most trafficked square in the world. In the 20s, and we have many photos with it. The first red lights were established here at Potsdamer Platz and so forth. It has a very interesting story.
By the end of World War II, Allied bombers and the advancing Soviet soldiers had destroyed 70% of Berlin.
And then it was destroyed after the war, after the bombings of the Allies, it was destroyed by German architects. Which had the idea, you know, just tear down as much you can.
In 1962, East Germans built the Berlin Wall. It went right down the middle of Potsdamer Square. There were actually two walls, and in between a kill zone for any East Berliners who tried to escape.
Nothing of this, what you see, nothing existed 25 years ago. Whether you look down the street, whether you look up, absolutely nothing existed. This was the most deserted square in the middle of the town in the world. This was 500 meters large, and there was absolutely nothing. This was the end of the world for everyone. For the West, it was the end of the Western world. For the East, it was the end of the Eastern world.
All that remained in the vast emptiness of Potsdamer Square was a raised stand where you could peer over the wall into East Germany, and one building. It was an old wine house built of steel that survived the bombing of World War II.
A friend of mine was living there, exactly around the 89. And she was living in the second floor. It was a wonderful apartment, nothing around her, of course. And living in the second floor, it was like living in the 40th floor in Manhattan, because you know, you could overlook the whole of West Berlin, the whole of East Berlin, nothing around you.
It's the mid-1980s,
yeah.
And this is a no-man's land. It's a wasteland. There's nothing here except for House Huth.
Yeah.
And the Berlin Wall is down at the end of the street, dividing it. There's a giant kill zone in between. There's nothing at all here. And someone with Daimler Chrysler gets this crazy idea.
That's right.
Oh, I'll buy a bunch of land here and develop it. This is before the wall fell.
This was, I must say, a genius move. Before the wall fell, before it even was Daimler Chrysler, Daimler-Benz, and he had this idea. And most of his colleagues were, you know, saying, this guy is crazy. What can you do? This is the end of the world.
It's next to the Berlin Wall. What can you do with
it? This is the end of the world. And 2 years later, sometimes there are people who have the right instinct.
Mm-hmm. So the wall came down, Berlin is reunited, and suddenly there's a rush on to rebuild Potsdamer Square. And from that old wine house, the only building remaining, you get a bird's eye view.
And up there, there was just a flat roof with a little railing, you know, protecting it. You would look down on a lake. What kind of lake? This was a lake. Why was this a lake? Because in Berlin, you cannot build without the groundwater.
The water table is very high.
It's very high. The water comes up. So you needed what's the name again, from underwater working people, you know?
Divers.
You needed divers. There was a crane, and there were divers here working, you know. And I remember one time the hat of a very elegant lady was taken by the wind and was whirling down to the lake. And after a while, you know, we saw that the hand of a diver took the head, brought it up to the crane, and it was safe to see. It was a crazy time.
And so Berlin's Potsdamer Square was rebuilt. Today it's once again the Times Square of Berlin. High-rise office buildings tower over the brick square. The massive tent of the Sony Center covers a mall with restaurants and a museum of film.
Here's a big movie house and restaurants, and there's a great theater, and also there's a casino, which is one of the very nicest buildings here. This is amazing in Berlin. It is not beautiful, it is not magnificent, but it works. Berliners have accepted it, and this is the strange thing about the square is this is the only square where nobody in Berlin can say, this is mine, here I have lived, this is my property, because it was just empty. But my general feeling is it was too fast, too quick. They should have left something for a later generation to build on. You know, why do you have to fill up everything in the next second? What you can really feel and see with, if you still have a memory, with Potsdamer Platz, how fast things can change. I mean, I've seen in my lifetime, which is, 70 years now, I've seen 2 or 3 different Berlins in my time. You know, cities can change much faster than human beings.
Journalist and author Peter Schneider. His forthcoming new book is called Berlin Now. In Berlin's Potsdamer Square, I'm Ross Reynolds. Yeah.